In medieval times, people were tortured with head crushers and limb-stretching devices. More recently, my ex-friend, Bianca Cavanaugh, tortured the 15 members of our cheerleading squad with her brutal drills. And now, my Aunt Penny is torturing me, forcing me to have a nice family dinner with her, the very person who betrayed me, while my best friend Paige is missing, possibly dead. I think I'd prefer the limb stretcher. Aunt Penny sits across the dining room table from me, sawing into her dry pork chop. Cutlery scrapes against china. The grandfather clock ticks away the seconds, and I stare at her through eyes narrowed to slits. Clutching my fork so hard, my hand trembles in my effort not to leap across the table and go zombie apocalypse on her. She sighs heavily.
Indy.
It's Indigo, I interrupt. She tenses at the venom in my voice. Good. Okay, Indigo, she corrects herself. I know you're very mad at me right now, but as your legal guardian, I couldn't let you keep living at your boyfriend's house. I bark a laugh. You really think I'm mad about that? Okay, so I am mad about that. After what my aunt did to me, she's the last person who should be telling me what to do, legal guardian status or no. But her barging into Bishop's house and demanding I come home or she'll call the cops to haul me back doesn't even crack the top 10 list of reasons I hate her. Yes, I said hate. And yes, I know it's a strong word. Oh, she replies. And then it's back to the soul-sucking silence. It used to be whenever Aunt Penny and I got together, we'd talk for hours about everything from boys to nail polish to our favorite movies. There was never a moment of quiet. And if there was, it was never awkward. But right now, a conversation with a gynecologist while in stirrups seems comfortable by comparison. So what are you mad about then? She finally asks. The heat grows in my core quickly, swirling and spitting like a ball of lava. Before I know what's happened, it surged up and spread down my arms, stinging my fingertips like I've just come inside from the cold. My magic. I lay my fork down and draw my hands into my lap. Aunt Penny knows exactly what I'm mad about. But as completely frustrating as her fake ignorance is, unleashing magic right now will just make everything worse. And so I close my eyes and take measured breaths until the heat sucks back into my core. You know who had to tell me? I raise my eyebrows, challenging her to answer. The Priory. One of the sorcerers who kidnapped Mom was the one to tell me my own aunt is a witch. For a second, it seems like Penny's going to cry, but then she closes her eyes, and when she opens them again, she levels me with a look more Mom than Aunt. Listen, Indy, you don't know everything. Yes, I'm a witch. My stomach does a little flip at hearing her admit the truth, but I try not to let it show on my face. But I can't use my magic, she adds. I blink at her, trying to make sense of her words. In the 16 days I've spent living at Bishop's house, I must have run through every possible reason, every possible scenario that could have led to my aunt's failure to help me when she knew my life was in danger. Every single one of them resulted in me cheerfully beating her to death. But this? This I didn't think of.